Could the Giants take a linebacker with the 5th overall pick in the 2026 NFL Draft? Well, there is one really exciting inside linebacker prospect that the Giants have already met with, Sonny Styles out of Ohio State. According to Art Stapleton, the Giants met with Sonny Styles last night, and the meeting went extremely well. So the Giants have their eyes on Sonny Styles. Sonny Styles, one of the top linebacker prospects in this draft class, if not the top. It's really just him and Arvell Reese, the other Ohio State Buckeye. But Arvell Reese projecting to be more of an edge at the NFL level. So Sonny Styles being considered the top pure inside linebacker in this draft class. And the Giants definitely have an interest in him with the 5th overall pick. So this is Fireside Giants. I'm Anthony Rivardo. That's my co-host Alex Wilson. And today we're breaking down Sonny Styles and his potential fit with Big Blue. Alex, how are you doing today, my friend? And what are your thoughts on the Giants having an early meeting with Sonny Styles?
Doing pretty good. I'm matching my background today accidentally. So not only am I in prison, but I'm part of the prison. And I'll tell you what, Sonny Styles is a very exciting prospect. As you mentioned, Art Stapleton reports that the Giants met with him yesterday. Of course, the Giants are going to meet with a whole ton of players. One thing they can't go wrong with is any of these star Ohio State defensive players in this draft class. You know, you got Caleb Downs as well, Arvell Reese. Like, there is a ton of exciting prospects with the OSU kind of draft class. And Sonny Styles is a player that we haven't talked about much just yet. I know, Anthony, you're a big fan of him, and a lot of people are a big fan of Sonny Styles. This is a really deep linebacker class, but if you want to cut Bobby Okereke and replace him with a Mike linebacker who can stop the run, you know, get after the passer a little bit, but also is really solid in coverage, Sonny Styles is a perfect piece. And then for a Denard Wilson defense, we're going to talk about the scheme fit, what he would kind of represent for us. This is a really good player the Giants kind of haven't invested in linebacker like this in a long time. So would it surprise me if they went in this direction? A little bit because of the position, but it's a damn good football player, man.
A long time is an understatement, Alex. Do you know the last time that the Giants drafted a linebacker in the first round?
It's gotta be like 30 years ago. Some crazy.
Yeah, it was Carl Banks with the number 3 overall pick in the 1984 NFL draft. It's been that long since the Giants have spent the first round pick on a linebacker. So Sonny Styles could buck a near 40-year trend here for the New York Giants and be the next linebacker that they take in the first round. And it wouldn't be a total shock to me if the Giants go linebacker in the first round under John Harbaugh specifically. Harbaugh values the linebacker position. He poured a tremendous amount of resources and assets into that position during his time with the Baltimore Ravens, discussing Roquan Smith, Patrick Queen, and of course, the great Ray Lewis. So Harbaugh knows the value of a linebacker. It's a position that's been devalued by the NFL in recent years. You don't see many of them go in the first round anymore, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that not a lot of linebackers have come out through the NFL draft with first round grades. It's been a while since we've had a linebacker class this strong, and now we finally do. The Giants have a need for an inside linebacker. Sonny Styles could be that guy at 5th overall. So let's dive into his background, his scouting profile, Alex. I know you wrote an article on him this morning. I'll let you kick it off here with the Sonny Styles scouting profile.
So Sonny Styles, I mean, listen, the Giants haven't had an athlete like this at linebacker, a Mike linebacker. This dude communicates at a level that's unprecedented. He is the green dot wearer. He's the guy that makes it all run. He's the engine of your defense. You know, we talk about Caleb Downs, and we feel like he's also an engine of your defense. Sonny Styles was the guy doing it. Like, he was the guy calling those plays. He was the guy, or rather, communicating those plays, getting everybody organized. Matt Patricia, obviously the defensive coordinator for OSU, had those guys dialed the hell in, and he's aggressive. Like, everything about him screams NFL caliber linebacker, day one impact player. 21 years old, extremely young, 6'5", 243 pounds, rare combo of speed, athleticism, and the coverage ability. You know, a lot of people say, well, we want a linebacker that can cover, you know, tight ends and running backs and, you know, take those security blankets away. Sonny Styles is that guy. Like, he can do it all. Stop the run, you know, protect from the pass as well, and get in those passing lanes to break things up. So if you want to replace Bobby Okereke and not go into free agency with the need, Sonny Styles is that guy. But the size is amazing. And the stat that points out to me that really embodies the type of player he is, 2.2% missed tackle rate. 2.2. He missed one tackle, and it was in the final game of the season against Miami. That's how good Sonny Styles was this year. He didn't miss a single tackle until the last game of the year. unbelievable foundation to build on, unbelievable technician. The fundamentals are there, the tangibles, the intangibles. He might be the guy the Giants say, this guy could be a gold jacket type of player. Like they think Caleb Downs, I think Sonny Styles could also be that caliber of piece. So if you're thinking at five, maybe even trade back a spot or two and he might still be there, you might walk away with a lot. I think he's going in the top five most likely, but we'll see.
He very well could go top five. If he does go top five, I think it's fifth to the New York Giants. But if he doesn't go fifth to the Giants, it's not going to take that long for him to get taken. He's going to be a top 10 pick, in my opinion. The comparisons that people are making for Sonny Styles are really exciting and really extreme. I was reading a Pro Football Focus article the other day about him, and they had his college stats and his grades and statistics in coverage specifically. And they lined them up parallel to Fred Warner's exact stats in college. The numbers, Alex, were basically the same. There was a marginal difference between them, and you could actually give the edge to Sonny Styles in those stats. Even though it was marginal, it was basically a one-to-one comparison between Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers, all-pro linebacker, probably the best linebacker in the sport right now, and Sonny Styles. So a very similar statistical profile to the best linebacker in the game. Collegiate statistical profile, of course, that is. So Sonny Styles, some more context on him. Another reason why you might like him, he's not one of these undersized coverage linebackers. What we see oftentimes is these guys who convert from safety to linebacker at the next level are not that good because they're not big enough to play the position in the NFL. That's not the case with Sonny Styles. He is built like a brick house. He's 6'4", 240 pounds. He can pummel you. He is fully sized for an inside linebacker at the NFL level. I'm really excited this week at the Combine to see what exactly he weighs in at, what exactly he measures at. And Alex, I can't wait to watch this kid compete in the workouts and the drills. I believe it's confirmed he is going to participate in all of the drills. I think he's going to run a ridiculous 40-yard dash time for an inside linebacker. I think he's going to put together incredible explosiveness scores in terms of his broad jump, his vertical jump. The guy is just a freak athlete, and he's built like an inside linebacker. So he's the best of both worlds, where he's not an Isaiah Simmons. Giants fans know Isaiah Simmons very well from when he was coming out in the draft as a linebacker safety hybrid. He was penciled down as this unicorn that could be a perfect do-it-all player in your defense. Didn't pan out with the Arizona Cardinals. Giants ended up bringing him in as a backup slash nickel cornerback safety. Didn't really work out in that regard either, but this is a very different player in Sonny Styles. He's not Isaiah Simmons. He is not a tweener, not a linebacker safety hybrid. He is built like a pure linebacker, and that's one of the reasons why he's so special. Linebacker size, safety coverage skills. Alex, what's your perspective on Sonny Styles and his ability to play in coverage?
Well, you mentioned the comp to Fred Warner when he was at BYU. And listen, the fluidity in his hips, the discipline, the athletic profile, he's 6'5". Like we talk about quarterbacks that are undersized, they can't see over the line of scrimmage. This dude can. This dude can see exactly what's happening. He can get into those passing lanes because he is so tall. He's seeing exactly where the quarterbacks are looking, right? And the quarterback's eyes oftentimes give away a lot of information. So, you know, he's able to process information at a very high level and then read and react. So you're looking at a player that's not just going to be like a run stopper or he's specifically good in coverage. This dude can do it all. So, you know, what would you do? It's kind of the question. It's like, okay, linebacker's not a extremely valuable position in terms of draft value, but would you spend a first-round pick on Fred Warner? Probably. Would you spend a first-round pick, a top-five pick on Roquan Smith? Absolutely. It's like, if you have a guy that can do both of those things at a high level, a guy that's just, obviously you can't guarantee anything, so I'm not saying you're drafting one of those two players. However, the comps are there. The upside is there. If you think that he could be one of those two guys, You walk away from that draft saying, hell yeah. I will say this, though, Anthony. I will say this. If the Giants were to trade back a spot or two, they probably guarantee themselves the ability to draft either Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate, or Mekhi Lemon. So if you trade down a spot or two, you could still walk with any of those four players and potentially get another third-round pick that is, you know, something to spark. It's a food for thought, you could say.
I don't hate the idea of trading down, especially because of what you just mentioned. You could probably trade down three spots and still get the guy that you want. But theoretically, you could say that in most draft classes. But the difference with this draft class, Doesn't seem to be a lot of demand from teams trying to trade up. Takes two to tango, so they say. And for the New York Giants, they might be tangoing alone here if they want to trade down. Which they did mention they are interested in doing. Both John Harbaugh and Joe Shane said they're open to the idea of trading down. They will listen to offers. Good, of course, that's what they should do. Do your due diligence. See what offers you get. But I really just don't believe the Giants are going to get a ton of offers. However, Alex, I will throw out one potential scenario that just kind of has the wheels turning in my head here. The Kansas City Chiefs are picking 9th overall in this year's NFL draft. They need a playmaker. They need a guy who can help Patrick Mahomes carry this offense. How about Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame? This is a running back prospect that's getting comparisons to Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley. He's a player that should go top 5 in this draft class. If he makes it to the 5th overall pick for the Giants, I could then see them having some teams calling in a potential trade-up. But would number 9 be too far down to trade with the Kansas City Chiefs going from 5 to 9? Are you still going to be able to land a Caleb Downs or a Sonny Styles? I don't think so, but stranger things have happened. So that is one team that I could see calling, but I'm not sure if I would make that trade if I were the New York Giants. What's your take on that? Do you see any other teams, maybe a couple of spots behind, maybe a little bit further, who could potentially trade up with the New York Giants?
It's a good question. I mean, there's no quarterbacks right in this draft class. So, you know, outside of Fernando Mendoza, I'm not necessarily sure what teams would be looking to move up. The only teams that I could see potentially having an interest, I mean, Washington's an old defense, man. They kind of need another pass rusher. They could maybe try to move up to get Arvell Reese or Reuben Bain. Like, I really like Reuben Bain, to be honest. There's a couple of these guys in the top 10 that I do really like. You know, David Bailey out of Texas Tech, another guy that people love. I think, you know, he might go in the top 5. It's going to be interesting. 3-4 Ohio State players could go in the top 7, though, in Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate, and Arvell Reese. Then you have Mansoor Delane, who could be in line for like 8th or 9th. So like, if you move back to 7 through 10, you still have the ability to walk away with either Mansoor Delane, Francis Magua, I don't even say his last name, Spencer Fano, you know, Carnell Tate could even be in that range, you know, Mekhi Lemon, David Bailey. There's a lot of, in the top 10, there's a lot of good players there. So you could theoretically move back if you have some of those guys graded similarly on your board and still get the guy that you think is, you know, capable of producing at a very high level in the NFL with the right coaching and development. But teams, I mean, you mentioned it, like the Chiefs make sense because they've been mocked Jeremiah Love quite a bit. But this mock I have has him going to 3 with the Cardinals. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, very possible. I mean, he is a true star. He could go in the top 5. That's why I'm saying if he's on the board at 5 for the Giants, that's when I could see teams potentially calling for a trade up. Even I think at, you know, I mentioned 9 overall, the Kansas City Chiefs. 8 overall, the New Orleans Saints, they're going to have an interest in Jeremiah Love as well, pairing him with Tyler Shuck and moving on potentially from the aging veteran Alvin Kamara. So I think that Jeremiah Love is the guy that makes the Giants pick at 5 overall a very attractive trade point if he gets to them at number 5 overall. But he's considered by many the best player in this draft class. So there's a chance he goes top 3, top 4, and he's not even on the board for the New York Giants. But if he is, that's when I think a trade down scenario could potentially come to fruition for the Giants.
Yeah, another team that could sneakily be on the move is the Bengals. They need, with Trey Hendrickson now departing in free agency most likely, they desperately need another pass rusher, and they may not want to wait on Arvell Reese or Bailey to drop. They could say, hey, Giants, like, we'll trade you our, if you're going from 10 to 5, you're giving us, we're getting your second round pick, right? Is that, that's kind of fair? I don't know exactly what the draft value chart would say, but.
I don't know. I think it's going to be tough again because I'm not sure a lot of teams are going to be willing to give up that kind of premium day 2 draft capital in this draft class specifically. So it's kind of a wait and see. But I do think that the NFL scouting combine, it hasn't started yet, right? All of the players are reporting yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The workouts will begin, I believe, tomorrow and carry through Saturday. After that workout process, all of these interviews get done. The athletic testing on the field workouts happen. We're going to see a big change in what the draft board looks like. And all of a sudden, a guy who was a potential top 10 to 15 pick, well, he had a hell of a weekend at the scouting combine. Now teams are clamoring to trade up for him. Or let's use this as an example. Quarterbacks Last year, we heard a ton of buzz from guys who were supposed to be second, third, fourth round prospects. All of a sudden, at the end of the NFL scouting combine, wow, this guy could be a top 10 pick. This guy could go in the first round. And while that didn't necessarily come to fruition, you look at guys like Jackson Dart in particular. He was supposed to be a day two pick. Giants take him at the back end of the first round. Well, by all accounts, he had the best day throwing the football at the scouting combine. So let's see what some of these quarterbacks are able to accomplish and how that might affect their draft stock. Think of Daniel Jones back in 2019. That guy was not supposed to go top 10 in the NFL draft, but he crushed it at the Senior Bowl. He crushed it at the NFL scouting combine, and then the Giants fell in love with him and took him sixth overall. Could a Ty Simpson out of Alabama be that guy that crushes it all throughout this process, has a great interview with a few teams during the scouting combine, and all of a sudden, now teams are trying to trade up and get him inside the top 10, top 5 picks. That's totally possible. Not completely possible, not probable, I would say, but it's possible that one of these quarterbacks does have a meteoric rise at the combine this weekend. So that's what I would say to keep tabs on in terms of the Giants potentially trading down. Keep an eye on Jeremiah Love and keep an eye on the quarterbacks as always, because that's the position that teams like to trade up for the most. But Alex, let's circle back around to the Sonny Styles conversation. Let's talk about his fit with the New York Giants in this defense and what it would mean for Bobby Okereke. Do you think that the Giants could pair Sonny Styles with Okereke, or do you think that Sonny Styles would only be a top target for them if they move on from Bobby Okereke and take those cap savings this offseason?
I mean, this is what I would do personally. I would cut Bobby Okereke in this instance to save the $9 million, and I would take that money and I would extend either Micah McFadden, or I'd go out and find another, like, high octane linebacker that's just off ball, rushes the passer well, like just gets after it, and like Leo Chenal, like that's a guy that you could potentially look at and say, get him for cheaper than Okereke. Like, I think the contract, I forget what the contract was that we looked at, it was like 2 years, like $6 million per season, I think it was. So you might be able to get him for a really
for McFadden?
Cheap. No, Chenal.
Oh, Chenal. Yeah, Chenal is cheap.
6'12".
And I do like N'Kobe Dean as well. I think N'Kobe Dean's projected market value is around $7.5 million. Of course, coming from the Eagles, he's had some injuries before, but similar to how you mentioned, high octane, versatile, can rush the passer, good against the run, and very athletic. So, I mean, could you imagine that duo, N'Kobe Dean and Sonny Styles paired together?
And you save money? Imagine saving a couple mil and your linebacker room is now Sonny Styles and N'Kobe Dean, or, you know, Leo Chenal. Like, you're like, okay, like, we have one of the better linebacker groups in football now. And, you know, we didn't have to – we actually saved money. Of course, we spent the fifth overall pick on it. But, I mean, you don't get Caleb Downs, but you do get the leader of your defense in the middle. And honestly, like, you could argue that Sonny Styles is more – value has more value than Caleb Downs in specific respects as like kind of a Mike linebacker. You could also argue in objection to that, of course. There's multiple ways you go with that, but both of those guys have their strengths and weaknesses. I'd be happy with either of them.
I would be too, and I think with Sonny Styles in particular, you kind of mentioned him being the leader of the middle of that defense. I think that ties into what the Giants were talking about yesterday at their podiums. Joe Shane and John Harbaugh both made it clear their intention is to fix the run defense this offseason. The Giants' run defense has been a top or a bottom five unit each of the last 3 years. They've ranked 31st in the NFL this past season, allowed over 5 yards per carry. They need to fix that run defense. One of the ways that I think they need to do it, well, they need to add some more bodies in the trenches. They need to get some interior defensive linemen. But as you just mentioned, they could also fix the run defense by cutting Okereke, bringing in a better run-stopping linebacker, drafting Sonny Styles, and all of a sudden, you've got these two incredible inside linebackers that can play off of one another and help stop the run. I think Sonny Styles, honestly, Alex, can be a decade-long starter for this New York Giants defense quite easily. I think you're looking at him as a guy that you expect to have on that fifth-year option contract, play for you for 5 years, and then extend him for another five. That's the expectation for Sonny Styles. The expectation really is what John Harbaugh mentioned for Caleb Downs. When you're picking fifth overall, you want a gold jacket guy. And I think you can see similar potential out of Sonny Styles that you see from Caleb Downs, that you see from Arvell Reese. These Ohio State prospects, man, they're really good. They're very exciting. I know a lot of fans really want Carnell Tate, a wide receiver at fifth overall. They think wide receiver is the most important pick because the Giants want to build around Jackson Dart. I do think one of the ways that you build around a young quarterback, you build an elite defense to help that young quarterback gain some extra possessions or get some more time of possession with the football. So Sonny Styles, I do think, plays into the idea of building around Jackson Dart in a roundabout way. But I'll ask you, Alex, how do you feel about the positional value aspect of this? Sonny Styles, a linebacker, versus bringing in a wide receiver or an offensive tackle to potentially build on the offensive side of the ball, Jackson Dart. How do you see that argument?
It's a tough argument, man. I mean, listen, Neighbors is doing really well. The health updates are really encouraging. I think he might be ready for week one at the pace he's currently on. So, you know, I'll give him a couple of weeks. Obviously, it's going to take some time for him to get back in the fold here. But you could draft Sonny Styles and get a solid receiver in round two. Like, you could get that guy that you want to complement Neighbors with in round two and feel pretty good about it, and then add another depth piece. You can find, like, some depth that can fill the slot position, whatever that might look like. You could go and try to trade for somebody that might be available. Who knows? Like a depressed asset that might be valuable. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But, or just extend Wandale, and then you just can go and do whatever you got to do in the draft and feel confident about that too. But the positional value of Sonny Styles, linebacker, yes, there are some concerns, no doubt about it. But if you think you're getting in the next Fred Warner or Roquan Smith, you do not give a shit about positional value. Let me make that very clear. You do not give a shit about positional value if you think you're getting a player of that caliber. You have to have a lot of conviction, though. That's what I'll say. You have to have a lot of conviction. But a good linebacker, a good middle linebacker, changes the course of a defense. I'll make that very clear. So especially a Mike linebacker that can do both cover the pass and rush the passer a little bit, not much from his perspective, but stop the run most importantly. And he checks all the boxes you want from a middle linebacker. I feel pretty confident about that. So yeah, I don't really care about positional value for players that you could see in a gold jacket one day.
I think it's a fair argument. I do think you can go back and forth on the positional value argument, and you can make the case for a wide receiver, an offensive tackle, just based on positional value. But like you said, if you think this guy is going to wear a gold jacket when his career is all said and done, you feel pretty good about taking him fifth overall. So, guys, the Giants met with Sonny Styles. The meeting went very well, according to Art Stapleton. They're definitely interested. Art Stapleton even added in his report that there is a strong chance the Giants could end up taking him at fifth overall. They seem that interested in drafting him. So we'll, of course, continue to update you guys on all of the news, rumors, and reports coming out of the 2026 NFL Scouting Combine as it pertains to the New York Giants. They're going to continue to meet with players. They're going to have some interviews. And like I said, tomorrow, those workouts are going to begin, and we're going to get a lot more news and information pouring in from the Combine, and we will update you here on Fireside Giants. So make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe to the channel if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you're listening to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.